The podcast in which you're about to listen to is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of podcasters, in particular, Richard and his invalid co-host Vic. It is all the more tragic in that they were a young, terrible show, but had they had a very, very long successful one, they could have not expected, nor would they have wished to hear, as much as the mad and macabre as they were to hear that day. For them, an idyllic October afternoon recording session became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead into the discovery of one of the most bizarre recordings in the annals of British podcasting. The Radio Nasties Texas Chainsaw Marathon.
I'm your host, Rick the Dick, with Vic.
Do you fuck all your cousins or just the attractive ones?
Not just the attractive ones.
Fair enough. I'm about that life. You not the ugly fucking
one. You invalid. And joining us on this episode, back from the void, is Trav.
Good afternoon.
Fuck off.
And that's the episode.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
Well, roll credits.
Right, this episode is all about Texas Chainsaw 3D.
I hate calling it Texas Chainsaw 3D.
I always just call it Texas Chainsaw.
So do I, because I'm not referring to this as a 3D movie.
No.
But yes, it is unfortunately titled Texas Chainsaw 3D.
See, I don't do it as a general rule, because if you did, that means
that these films are called with the 3D in the title.
Yeah, but yeah. Then you've got to think, Friday the 13th, Part 3, 3D.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Jaws 3D. And it's like, I mean, I know that rolls off, but, like, don't refer to that fucking movie.
I mean, it done more wrong than just being in 3D.
Just a little bit. I mean, at least the original shark looked like it moved.
For those that don't know, Texas Chainsaw 3D is a soft reboot of the, again...
Fucking as soft as you can get.
This one follows on from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but ignores all the other sequels.
Not just sequels, but time itself.
Yeah, it does.
It's
somewhere. Where's this set? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Texas? Yeah, we know, because it's in the title, but when's it?
In the afternoon, mostly. But what date?
I don't know what you want from me, Bob. I'm only the fucking screenwriter. Jesus Christ, you're asking me for details.
I only wrote the film.
Yeah.
Why is there an iPhone in it, John? It's supposed to be set in the 70s.
Why is there an iPhone in your pocket? I need it for...
Yeah. We're in the 70s, but...
No, we're not.
Where did you think... What? Oh, here comes the art director. Can I be in this one?
So, yeah, similar to what H2O and the most recent...
Oof. Similar only in concept.
Oh, yeah.
H2O was quite fun.
Similar in the fact that they both star LL Cool J.
I wish. I needed a little bit of LL Cool J in this movie. If he'd get... Or Busta Rhymes doing some ninja moves with Leatherface. Oh.
Leatherface. It'll still be better than this film.
Leatherface is a killer-ass shark in a baggy apron.
What would he be? It's not a shark. He's not.
Armadillo?
Nah.
I'm going to stuff the fuck out of him.
Oh.
In 3D.
Oh.
Oh, no, get off. See you later, Trav.
I'm going to stuff the fuck out of you.
No one wants a 3D stuffing.
Oh.
The genuine disgust in your voice then.
You want some 3D stuffing? Not really.
It makes it fucking worse when you're cockney. You have been fucked by pure London wang.
Yeah, I have actually. Many times.
All the time.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough, mate. Carry on.
All right, enough about stuffing. Should we just jump straight into...
I don't want to, but yeah.
Well, that's it, everybody. Cheers for joining us over the...
I'm giving up. I'm fine with
giving
this.
Up. Yeah. First six.
Yeah.
Ignore the rest. Right, so the film starts.
Yeah, at least it starts well.
Yeah, you're watching the start and like, all right, I can get behind this. You get some clips from some...
It basically goes over the original film.
Well, even before then, you hear, like, Sally reporting what's happening to the police, course, isn't she? She's like crying to some sort of police officer.
He's like, oh, I've been chainsawed.
They caught my invalid brother. I'm not that annoyed about that, mate. Just everything else.
I'm a bit dirty, though. Not too pleased. It was a bit
We've
filthy,
been filming for weeks. Yeah. Filming what? I mean, I've been living torment for a few hours.
Help me.
Yeah, it starts off by obviously showing old clips of the old film and all that, but for
which
some
you
run...
can get behind, but like, this is a good film.
Well, yeah, because it's like, yeah, exactly.
These are the best scenes in the whole film.
But then it shows you one scene with Drayton.
It's the scene with them hammering, well, trying to get Grandad to hammer. Oof, that sounds weird, doesn't it? We're trying to get Grandad to hammer Sally.
Hammer her.
Fucking yeah. Grandad's like, but yeah, they
don't hit so floppy, Grandad.
Oh, I didn't need to hear that. You're not coming back for another episode.
You definitely won't be on the next one.
But yeah, it's when they're trying to egg Grandad on. It's all fine because it's all the clips from the normal movie.
Yeah, they haven't altered it in any way, shape, or form
until they show you Drayton. It's not Drayton.
Well, it is Drayton, but it's.
It's fucking not.
Supposed to be Drayton.
It annoys me that it's Bill Moseley as well.
Yeah, they've edited Bill Moseley into
clips of the original film.
Yeah, it's just like his reaction. It's Drayton's reaction, isn't it? And it's like him just like, no, you shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done this, Bill. Never mind telling you to.
You should have looked at it. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, like you were in. I'll play him. Yeah,
but I'm not. You were in the sequel. Don't edit me into his place, no. Lucas.
If it was me, I'd have been like, I'm really sorry, but I'm not going to do. Can you not just leave it and then have me?
Yeah,
I'm in the same clothes.
Do you really think people are going to be that confused? But that's not the guy that was in the clip.
Do you think he's dead?
Oh.
And they've replaced him with this imposter.
Which one of you's edited Bill Moseley into Texas Chainsaw 3D? It wasn't me. Well, it was fucking one of us.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to change Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd. I hate the beginning of that video. Because it's like, you're going to sing Cher Lloyd by Cher... It's herself by herself.
Well, she's very vain.
Yeah, so great start. Great start to the movie.
Started off well and then completely fucking ruined itself.
Yeah. It's really that really annoys me, like, straight off. Like, it really annoyed me.
I think that should annoy anybody.
Of course, but it really annoyed me.
I like to say it's worse that it's Bill Moseley.
Yeah.
Like, why Bill?
Yeah, look, I'd have been like, I'm not doing it. Look, if you want me to leave, I'll leave. It's annoying that he was in the sequel as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, like, surely he'd have some sort of attachment.
Because there's a few franchises.
Like, yeah, because Gunnar Hansen comes back
and,
as well, doesn't he?
Marilyn Burns.
Which one's that?
Sally.
Of course. Yeah, of course. So, after the credits, it cuts to straight after. It's supposed to be,
I guess. Yeah, it picks up right after the.
Yeah, with Sheriff Hooper, I believe. Is it Hooper?
Yeah, I imagine that's a homage to. Toby Hooper.
Yeah, yeah.
They drive past that, the cops drive past that lorry, don't they? That guy ran away.
Yeah,
from.
You see the lorry that hit Nubbins.
Yeah.
But how didn't they get Ed Neil to do a fucking cameo?
I know, he's still there. Just be a corpse. Hi. Probably because he really didn't like that scene, apparently. He didn't like filming that scene, though they didn't use half of it. And he was like, why did you put me through this? Why?
But I'm not saying, like, have him as another character. Like,
yeah,
with,
yeah, like
others.
One of the family. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to that bit in a minute. Fucking hell.
So, the Sheriff Hooper, he basically pulls up in front of the house and confronts Drayton, saying, like, you know why I'm here? It's all Drayton's this chainsawing you've been doing. Can't be doing this, Drayton.
Not in this day and age.
Yeah.
It's not the 60s anymore.
But they refer to Leatherface as Jed. So he's got another new name now. Jedediah.
How many names does this bloke need?
Yeah.
He's one of the sort of characters where I don't want to know, isn't he? He's Leatherface.
Yeah, I don't need... Well, I definitely don't need several names.
No.
Name him once, maybe. Like, but there's also like a load of... Well, it's weird this, isn't it? Because like in the house with Drayton, there's like...
There's new family members.
Yeah,
there?
Suddenly once. There's loads of hillbillies in here and it's like, where were these?
From?
Where were these in the original? Like,
were they just not invited to dinner? Like, well, we've only got enough to
maybe they
feed,
were late.
Yeah.
Maybe they arrived
fashionably late.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, if you're hosting a dinner party and one or two people are late, and it's like, well, you can't. We've got people to fix. When most of the people there, it's like, well, we should probably wait.
Fucking hungry.
Eat Sally.
Yeah, get rid of her.
Have a bit of Franklin. Oh, yeah. No.
Have a rand. Just have a rand. We'll give them the breast. We'll have proper dinner when they get here. But yeah, they're... you find out later that I guess that half of this or some of this family is the Carsons. Because there's two families in this film, isn't there?
Yeah, the Carsons are the...
The other side.
Yeah, the married into side.
Yeah, so they must have been... Imagine if they were like just normal. They're like, what the fuck have we married into? Just like, oh, excuse me, can you come over? We need some help. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, like gets the boys together. We're going to do some DIY, I think. Gets around, like, grab a gun. Like, I'm sorry, what? Are we going hunting?
No, it's a shootout.
With who?
With the police and the townsfolk.
What have you done?
We've been eating people.
We told you this. You didn't. If this would have been the kind of thing where...
I'm pretty sure when Vera, you know, married in, she was like, oh, before, you know, you say I do... My family, we do eat people. Look, no, I would have remembered that.
Drayton, I'm telling you, right, at the wedding, when they said, does anybody object? This would have been something I would have objected about. Like, what are you fucking talking about? You didn't tell us about eating people.
Well, the cake was made of flesh. I'm surprised you didn't taste it.
It was a great cake, that, as well. I'm well annoyed with you, Drayton.
Are you, Drayton? You don't look like Drayton.
Are you fucking? Are you an imposter? You're a body snatcher.
You look like Chop Top.
Yeah.
Old Nubbinson brother. Where's he, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. Vietnam, I suppose. Yeah. So he tries to like basically bargain with Drayton, doesn't he? He's like, just bring him out. Like he needs to come out. Like he's been caught chainsawing a few people.
Just a few.
More than most people.
Yeah, one of them's got away. And it's funny because Drayton turns around because he's kind of arguing with him at first, isn't he? But then he turns around and he's like, oh, we're going to send out Jed, but he gets a good lawyer. And it's like, I mean, it's a good lawyer probably ain't going to be able to do much with this. Like maybe...
He's
maybe,
wearing someone's face, for Christ's sake.
Exactly. Like, in the courtroom. Is that a man's face he's wearing right now?
No, yeah. That's a woman's face.
Did nobody take this fucking thing off him? That's some poor person's... It's my son's. It's her son's.
Do you want it back?
Not really. It's fucking horrible.
But do you imagine being a public defendant? And you're like, you know, okay, you know. First case of the day, let's see who my defendant is. You walk in and there's this fucking huge giant of a man in bloody apron with a man's face on his face. And he's just like...
With a chainsaw in the evidence room.
Yeah, like, who let him in with the chainsaw?
Am I defending him? He's guilty.
Yeah. Can nobody just look at him and say, well, this man's wearing a face.
The man wearing a face has cut people up. Gee, I can believe it. I don't need to hear the evidence. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yeah.
Well, if this was 2020, he would be innocent.
Yeah, they'd be like, don't
judge him.
Let's think about his rights, shall we?
He has a right to wear people's face. You've been saying all throughout 2020, wear a mask, wear a mask. This man wears a fucking mask. You fucking put him in jail and accuse him of ripping up people with chainsaws.
That's great. Can you imagine coming into the shop with just like a skin, one of their masks, just like, doesn't cover the top half of his face. He's made a special one that looks like the...
Are you wearing someone's face? I'm sorry, but I'm not getting COVID.
I mean, fair play. You know, he ain't coming through there, I guess. But yeah, so I think you see Leatherface cowering as well.
Yeah, he looks pretty fucking scared.
I'm really, really worried about this.
You should be. And then a posse arrives, and they're like, well, no, we're not having this. We ain't having the old getting him, you know, like a fair trial or whatever the fuck. They're like, we're going to kill... Don't they just start throwing Molotovs at the fucking house?
Pretty much.
They're just like... One of them's like special delivery, and it's like, you don't need to be comedic. Like, you're burning a family to the ground.
That's the best part.
Special delivery.
The bloody one-liners that's in this film, man.
Oh, we'll get into them. Mm-hmm. But them throwing the Molotov starts a firefight.
Mazel tovs,
yeah. Where's Charlotte when you need her? And most of the family get fucking offed, don't they? Grandpa gets, like, shot off. Yeah. This was great. I was like, oh, there goes Grandpa.
It's great because, like, Gunnar Hansen's, the character he's playing, so I'll just give him the boy. He's simple anyway.
Yeah,
it's
I know. Like,
talking about yourself again.
Yeah, you little dick. But they don't. The house burns. And
most of the Sawyers die.
Yes. There's one guy which comes back. I can't remember his name. Cowboy Man. He becomes the mayor.
Yeah.
But he's like an eye for an eye, sheriff.
No getting round the good book.
Yeah, which I don't know what that means.
No, but the phrase is eye for an eye makes the world go blind.
Yeah.
So you've just heard the first eye for an eye. Okay, yeah. Come on, everybody.
That.
Well, you should have listened to the end of the phrase. I was going to say you shouldn't do that.
Well, it's one of those misunderstood phrases, isn't it, that's gone out of, like, blood is thicker than water, which apparently is supposed to tell you that that your family is, like, your blood. But really, the original phrase means that you can't choose your blood, so your friends can be thicker. It's like, you know, like, you can't get away from your blood, but you can pick your family. But now everybody's like, oh, blood's thicker than water. It's like, look up the fucking
You're thicker phrase. Than water.
I am, yeah. So later on, the hillbilly posse search the wreckage, like they're looking for fucking trophies. And they find the chainsaw, because they're dead giddy about it, isn't they?
He's like, I'm going to hang this above my barn.
He does as well.
I know, you see it later on. But Jesus fucking
Remember
Christ.
This, guys. Well, it's just a trophy
This
now.
Was when we massacred an entire family.
Most of them hadn't done anything. They were just there for a nice dinner.
And one of the hillbilly guys finds a mum in a bed. Well, she's pregnant. No, she's not pregnant. Sorry.
Baby, yeah.
She has got a baby. He's kind of like, you know, she's like, oh, please help me. I think she's been shot on the shoulder or something. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll help you. Takes the baby off her and then kicks her square in the face, killing her. Bit strong, mate.
As if they're trying to make us sympathise with the bloody, what do you call them? Sawyers.
The family. And then he just steals the baby and takes it to his wife. He's like, we got a baby. And it's like, you
have how it works.
No, I don't think you can. It's funny because the mum's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, too right. I love this. Do you know what annoyed me about this bit?
You know how you complain that I never get you flowers? Here's a baby.
Yeah. This isn't how it works,
this is a
Jim.
Leap.
Jim, this is fucking terrible, mate. You've and now I'm an accomplice.
To kidnapping.
I just wanted flowers. Not to be an accomplice to baby napping.
Not only is it a baby, but it's a Sawyer baby.
I mean, I don't know what you're moaning about. We've just burned down an entire family. This is nothing compared to that. Jim, just be quiet.
It's not been a good day.
What annoyed me, though, is the mum, she's like, oh, she's been burned. And then it turns out she's got, like, the tiniest burn mark known to man. The dad's like, I got her for you. Like, please.
Again, didn't ask.
No.
Just wanted, you know, a nice bouquet.
But then we get the photo of the hillbillies posing. I don't know.
Victory selfie.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know. Look, this is a bit weird.
Just burnt down a home and massacred an entire family. But first, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, and then we get the awful 3D title screen, which reminds me too much of Jaws 3D.
I'm pretty sure even with Jaws 3D and this film here, like, there's only like 2 3D effects in the whole film.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole film's titled 3D.
I'm sure you can count on one hand how many 3D things are on it. But this was around that time, wasn't it, where they just like, oh, just throw in some 3D things. And we'll make it 3D and then we'll make twice our money. And then we cut to our main character, Heather, played by Alexandra. If you know, was it Alexandra Daddario? She's Charlie's girlfriend out of Always Sunny. The pretty one that he leads.
I think she's trying to become a bit of a scream queen now, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's in some new horror film.
I think she's been in a few.
Yeah.
But she's cutting meat, which is funny. Because she works with meat. Jokes are hitting their mark straight away with this movie.
It's in her blood, I guess.
Yeah, but she's in like a...
Do I detect a female reboot?
Don't. See, if they make a sexy Leatherface, I won't be pleased.
Heatherface?
Yeah, I forgot.
That would have been the sequel to this, Heatherface.
But yeah, she's in some sort of supermarket, isn't she?
Yeah,
behind the deli.
The butchers.
So her mate, the slutty girl of the movie,
from
Nikki.
Lost, yeah.
Was she from Lost?
Yes, I hated her in that too.
Who is she in Lost?
She is Ben's daughter, who then turns out to not be Ben's daughter, but the daughter of the French lady that got on the island before, like way before anyone else did.
Yeah. Probably when I stopped watching them, because I don't remember from.
She's in season 2.
Oh, is she? Oh, yeah. No, I did see her then.
Yeah.
Don't remember her, thank God. But she basically mentions that they're going on a road trip and about some guy that she likes. That she's only just met. She's like, oh, I'm going to lick his cock. You might as well, because she pretty much, like, so blatant.
In this. I don't know how I'd react if I just heard some girl say, I'm going to lick his cock.
Do you imagine she's like, oh, do you want a minge? Not really, not anymore.
Like,
nah.
You're just going to lick it once, or... There's better ways to do this.
And we get introduced to our other kid. Is it Ryan, who's punching a punching bag? Because we have character development in this movie.
look, I'm tough.
All these people have gimmicks. Isn't it great characterization?
And he's a black man, so all you need to know is that he survives the whole film.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. I think he goes out with Heather, doesn't he?
Yeah, but you do find out that he's also banging...
Which goes
nowhere. Does she even find out?
No, she literally doesn't. It was funny because like after the movie, Trav was just like, She didn't even acknowledge it at all.
I mean, I know they were being chased by a serial killer with even the chainsaw and wearing someone's face, but still, you'd be like, wait a minute, you two are fucking...
Can you imagine that her and Leatherface had like a chuckle afterwards? Like, by the way, did you see what happened to my boyfriend?
Well, was he the black one?
Yeah, he was the black one.
He was
fucking that bitch from Lost.
Oh, well, I'm not that bothered now.
And then never speaks again after that.
Wait, this is supposedly set in the... Well, what am I talking about?
When is this set, Richard? Right. Tell me.
Here's the thing. So, obviously, we all know that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre takes place in the 70s, right?
Yes.
I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that nowhere in the film does it actually say... This is the 1970s. It's taken as a fact that the film's set in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed in the 70s. It looks
they even
like
show clips
the
of the film from the 70s.
Yeah.
It's definitely in the 70s, yeah.
But their logic was, well, you never actually get a date. So there's nothing to say.
Oh my God, are you being fucking
serious?
It was
in the 70s.
Really?
So yeah. But it's set in the 70s.
Oh, I know.
But they fuck up their own backpedaling in the Leatherface prequel, because that's very blatantly set in the 50s.
Yeah.
So they fucked it up. So the way we have it now is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is set in the 70s. This is set in modern day, and we know this because there are gravestones with 2012 written on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have iPhones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Heather is in her 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fair play to her. For a 40-year-old, she looks great.
Fucking great. I'd be
like, get some
friends
your own age. Yeah. I mean, I know you look like them, but you should be a...
Even like the way they dress as well. Like, it's a mixture of 70s, 90s, 2000s. I mean, like the girl from Lost, like the guy she's with, like, yeah, he doesn't know if he's a goth or is he the goth guy, stoner guy?
I thought you were going to say her, because some of the things she dresses up in, I'm like, are you trying to be from the 70s?
Like they're bringing all these token characters into it, but they failed miserably to make these guys like token characters.
They failed miserably at pretty much everything in this fucking movie.
But yeah.
we'll get into that.
They failed at time.
I know. How do you? Why didn't you just set it? Why didn't they just go? Yeah, it was set in the '70s. Right now, we can build a timeline.
No, the thing is, I don't understand. It in the '90s, or have your character be 40 years old?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's like, new Texas Chainsaw film. Oh. The final girl's 40. I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to fucking care? One of the fucking biggest continuity errors ever.
So getting on to better things, it doesn't get better. While the Ryan and Heather are talking, he also references her burn mark.
Yeah.
This is quite continuously referenced because it comes up later on.
Remember the burn mark, guys.
Yeah, and this is what I've got annoyed. I was like, that's the burn mark. It's literally like the tiniest fucking thing. It's supposed to be from a necklace.
Yeah.
But it's like, if the necklace was like hot enough to be burned, you know, well, to be heated up.
Surely that
shouldn't
have killed her as a baby.
That's what I'm saying. Surely if the necklace of her mother was hot enough to be just there and getting heated up, like, I'm fairly certain that's going to do something to your fucking body. Especially a very, very young, you know, baby.
Babies are quite fragile.
Yeah. Anyway. That is like nitpicking compared to the rest of the fucking movie. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like we're going to have to stop so many rants. We're just like, anyway, this will be longer than the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre episode.
Well, she receives a letter, and I'm gonna stop the rant right here, because she gets this letter, and you know, I don't know if the rest of you is, but usually when I get a letter, mostly out of the blue, I'll be like, this is weird. Don't usually get letters randomly. I'm going to open it. No, she doesn't. She doesn't open the letter until the end of the movie. And
which
you know why?
Saved her so much bother.
They don't even say why. They're literally, oh, have you read that letter? And she's like, nah. Oh,
busy.
Why is that? Because film?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, could you send it to me as an email on my iPhone? So what are you talking about? Emails? iPhones? It's the 90s. Is it? I mean, I would assume so. How old are you? Well, I'm clearly quite 20.
But she, you know how she doesn't read the letter? I can't remember how she finds out that she's adopted. Is it just because somebody tells her with the letter?
No, she goes to her parents, doesn't she? No, I think there's a letter within a letter.
Oh,
no.
Oh, right.
Because she gets a letter like from the lawyer, like, oh, your grandma's dead.
Right, that's right, okay.
And then there's a letter. I think either the letter's in there or the lawyer gives her the letter and says, make sure you read this.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. But she goes and confronts her parents about it. Yeah. And they are the most stereotypically hillbilly people I've ever met.
They're more stereotypical than the Sawyers.
I know. Like, the dad is literally like, he looks exactly the same as what he did.
Yeah, he's in like a recliner, like sipping a beer.
Yeah, it's just, he's like, I don't give a shit. He's just,
How are they so redneck and like, she's not, and she's not only a Sawyer, but she grew up with rednecks and like, she works in a butcher shop of all places as well. And like, she's like the most stereotypical like teenage girl as well.
I'll tell you why. Because it's a shit film.
But the she's obviously moaning about, you know, why do you never tell me? And the mum's like, I never find the time. And the dad's like, no, I'll be honest with you, your mum has a shit uterus. He literally says, like, your mum's got a shit uterus, pretty much. And then he's like, you came from a shit heap and I should have left you there. This is the worst adoption finding out information I've ever got in my life, Dad. You're not even my dad.
On that day, 40 years ago, I should have left you.
He seems so happy as well to like say, oh, look, I found a baby. We could finally have a kid. And then later on, it's like, we should never have had it.
Yeah, no, this is like, the worst decision.
This is why you don't pick up random babies that you find.
Yeah. So Heather basically says she's going to go to Texas. And the mum's like, no. And Heather's like, yeah. And then she goes off. And then the mum's like, Texas is the last place you want to be in. So Heather goes back to Ryan. She's like, oh, I need to go to Texas. And he's like, why? She's like, oh, I've got other parents.
They're dead, but
they're probably better than my normal ones, so
it's not hard though, is it?
And Nikki and her boyfriend, I don't know her boyfriend's name. Stoner, I called him. I don't know this guy's name.
It's like they've tried to roll about 20 different stereotypes into one character.
Yeah. I've seen this actor in two films though, and both of them he's a drug addict.
Very true, yeah. He was in Punisher Warzone.
Oh, he's got a good resume, hasn't he? Texas Chainsaw 3D in Warzone.
He gets punched through the face by the Punisher. Just punched. Dead. Yeah, it's great. He's an addict. You reckon he is actually an addict? And they were just like, typecast. It's like, why do I keep getting...
Give him a gram and he'll do the film for us.
So they head out in a van because we need every reference to the original known to man in this.
Because this is clearly a sequel to the very first film.
Yeah.
Well, they don't pick out any hitchhikers, at least.
No.
Of course not.
So they go to a gas station. And
to get gasoline
for
their vehicle. They can drive to Texas.
And they all just steal each other's credit cards.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, did you get the gas?
And they all laugh on a group. Like, credit card fraud is not a joke, people.
I'd be like, where did you get my credit card from? Like, give me it back.
You fucking... How do you know my PIN number?
Yeah. Stop paying for the gas with my credit card. This is extremely fraudulent. Yeah, there's like
a
weird little
bit of false, but oh, that's a lot of snacks. Oh, well don't worry. You paid for them.
Yeah.
Like, well, don't worry, because you paid for the gas.
And it's like, you're all thieves. You're all thieves in your own friend group. What is this? This isn't cute.
No.
You owe me $4,000 from all the gas that you've...
Did you have to buy their entire inventory of wine cups?
Do you know that you're the reason I'm in credit card debt? You.
You people better fucking hope my dead nan's fucking rich.
So they pull out in the car and hit someone, but they don't really do that. I think he's doing it to... Then he's kind of like... He's like, oh no, I've been run over.
Because he even jokes like, oh, I could sue, but I'll sell for a bit of that jerky.
Yeah, and it's like...
Isn't that the scene where we see, like, a dead armadillo on the road?
No, it's a little bit after. But they have another dead armadillo in this because there's an armadillo in the original one.
They're trying so hard to be just like the original one, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just a bit too hard.
But the guy that gets hit, he wants a lift.
Yeah, he offers him $60.
Because aren't you supposed to think that this guy's part of the family? You're like, oh,
I think that's what they're trying to... Like, remember, they had a hitchhiker in the first one. Now we've got one.
Yeah. And as they drive away, God Will Fuck You Up plays, which was enjoyable,
it's
to
the
be
best
honest.
Part of
yeah,
the film.
I was going to say, it was quite enjoyable. And Oh, God, I mean, this is... I've just remembered where I remembered that phrase from, because he actually says it in this movie. She explains to the hitchhiker, Daryl, about how her gran's died and that's where she's going. And the hitchhiker turns around and goes, nothing thicker than blood. It's like, oh.
It's gone full circle.
This is when they pass the
Armadillo. So that's two phrases that they've got wrong in this film.
But they arrive at a gated property and Mr. Farnsworth... Shows, who the fuck named this man? Like, should we make him a stereotypical lawyer?
He looks like a Wilford Brimley wannabe.
Yeah, he does actually. I wish it was Wilford Brimley.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, can we have the keys? Yeah, you're going to have the keys, but I've got diabetes. I was in the thing.
I'll kill you. So he shows up and Heather, you know, is like, oh, you gonna let me in? And he's like, yeah, I was well close with your gran. Verna, her name is, I think.
Yeah. There's a clause in it, though, that she can't sell the house.
Yeah, like, once she's agreed to have it, that's it. Yeah. It's hers now. And she's like, oh, you
didn't
can't.
Didn't say anything about renting, though.
Yeah, true. Imagine renting that out. There's a guy in our basement with a chainsaw. Yeah, it was in the contract. Did you read the small
print? Did you read the Tennessee agreement? Yeah.
So he also seems shocked that she's brought friends as well. And he's like, oh, you've brought friends. Well, they're all going to die.
All your friends sure do seem young for a lady in her 40s, which is what you are. Do you want to know what annoys me?
Because he gives her the other letter at this bit.
Yeah. Make sure you fucking read it.
Yeah.
Because it is going to tell you about your fucking killer cousin.
Yeah.
Read it. So read it, please.
She's got a letter from him saying, come here. And then he gives her the proper letter. Probably, but he's fucking worried it got, you know, imagine that getting messed up in the post and someone opening it. Like, I'm sorry. This is a letter about some woman inheriting a man with a chainsaw.
I'm not going.
No, yeah.
Did you see what the access code was, though?
Probably, but I didn't.
0819. Which is obviously a reference to the 19th of October, mm-hmm. which is the day that the original film is set on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, I get it. It's just a reference to the beginning. But could you imagine setting up your, like, security game? What should my code be? I don't know, maybe like somebody's birthday. Oh, I know, the date my entire family was massacred.
Yeah.
Like, why would you forget. Set that? Why?
It's like, this is like the, you know, like the, this is Werner's Harambee. Just like, never forget.
Rip Harambee.
This is the part as well where, like, Heather asks Mr. Farnsworth, like, how did you find me? And then Mr. Farnsworth is like,
Facebook, you know?
You were never lost.
It's 2012.
Yeah, he's like, oh, honey, you were never lost. And it's like, what does that mean?
It means Facebook, yeah.
No, she's talking about the friend.
Yeah. They drive up to the house, but some of them follow behind the van and they recreate the ass shot with Mickey. And it's like, you don't deserve this.
No. Get your minging ass away from me.
Yeah. So they arrive at a mansion. And they start looking around, start saying weird things like, oh, it looks like Granny loves some pool.
Yeah.
Many people have a pool table. Like, yeah.
In a house that big, I'd be more surprised if it didn't have a pool table. But where's the fucking pool table? Look at the size of this place. You could fit many a pool table in here.
Yeah. But this is where Heather goes out to the graveyard, didn't she? And it's got the Sawyers and the Carsons.
Yeah. But they've deliberately... All the Carson graves, you can see their date of death clearly. Every single Sawyer grave is covered by grass, so you can't see the fucking date.
It's a cop-out and a half.
Yeah. It's like, you know your film is a mess before you've even made it.
It was probably the fucking editor editing it, this movie. Sorry, is this the fucking movie you're putting? Fair enough. What are you going to do about these dates? We'll put grass in front. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah, okay. Let's just edit this cunt. But, you know when they show the graves... Like, sad, like, epic music plays. It's like it's building up to something. It's like, oh, this is going to be her real family at the end of the movie. She's going to be one of them.
Because she finds, like, Vera's grave, and she's like, thanks, Grandma.
I know, it's like, you didn't know her. And he's just told you, like, once you have this house, you can't give it up.
Why wait until you're dead as well?
Yeah.
So I can't be arsed with her, but, you know, somebody's got to fucking look after Leather.
Excuse me? Not nothing. Who is Leather?
Nobody... Just my collection of leather jackets. Right. So it's not a man wearing leather on his face or anything like that. Well, can't say it's not.
Can't say it isn't.
I'm not a liar.
But they all head out. Where do they go at this point, Simon? Where do they
go? Don't they have like... No, it's not us in the next bit.
They go out.
They go to town.
They go out to get bits.
Oh, right.
Okay. Don't they go out to get, like, beer or something?
Then? Yeah, well, they also have, I think some people get food, other people get...
Yeah, and Daryl stays behind, doesn't he? Because he's...
For the people who don't live
well,
in England...
Well, Daryl's like, I'll stay and clean up. And nobody thinks, like, well, no offence, mate, but we've just met you and there's a lot of valuable stuff in here.
Yeah.
So, no, you won't stay here. Well, we're gone.
I just want to confirm, though, for anybody not living in England, going out to get your bits is what we say when we go to get, like, the basics. Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to go out and get some bits. We are not like the Sawyers in any way. Go out and get the bits. Well, the bits of people.
Not all of us.
Yeah. So, yeah, Daryl gets left behind and he immediately starts to steal everything not stapled down. He's literally just like, I'll take this. His bag isn't even that big.
No.
Like, he's nearly filled it by the time he's cleared the table.
It's like he's got an RPG bag. Yeah. He's like, how have you fit 17 pieces of armour in that?
Mary Poppins gave me this.
That is an odd cinematic use. That's Mary Poppins in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Have this.
Killer Pidgey.
Oh, I'd watch it.
Just pulls a chainsaw out of a little small handbag.
No, she opens the bag and Leatherface comes out. Hiding it. Hiding in the...
we have just pitched the jump greatest scare. Film of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen Mary Poppins Return, so I can't say for sure that doesn't happen.
It won't be that good. So yeah, they go to town, and did you notice as well that they recreate the ass shot again while she's getting out of the car? And it's like, why are you doing this to me? Stop doing this to me. None of these scenes deserve the ass shot.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
This is where we meet Clint Eastwood Jr.
Yeah, also the guy from, the cowboy guy from the beginning, he pops up again now because he's the mayor now, and him and this creepy hillbilly are just like eyeing up the gang from afar. Like the creepy guy's like, oh, look at her. You seen her before? And it's like,
yeah, I seen her in Lost.
Yeah. Yeah, because while they're in the shop, this is the first time, because Nikki just walks up to Ryan and grabs his cock. And he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's sexual assault, fucking bitch.
I'm just grabbing your cock.
Could you not?
Yeah. Well, it seems like he's like, not around here. She can see. Everybody can. Back at the mansion, Daryl finds some hidden door into the basement, which leads down to another door. This mansion's like Russian doll.
Before he goes down there, he finds like a big key, doesn't he? And he's like, what the fuck's this for?
Yeah.
And then he goes down and he sees the big door and he's like, big key for a big door.
I don't think locks work like that. I think it's... Oh,
he's he actually say that, locksmith, like, no, yeah, he does. He's got a big key, big door.
Yeah.
But you fucking mong.
Yeah.
And calling a locksmith, well, that's a big door, so it's going to need a big key.
Well, he finds like a wine room inside it, doesn't he? And then another door.
Well, he gets annoyed and he's like, well, there's nothing valuable here. And it's like, wine can be very valuable.
Yeah.
If it's the right fucking bottle, chances are some of those wines are the most fucking valuable things, more than a fucking plate, mate.
I would love to have seen that reaction. Just open the big door. Oh, it's nothing valuable here. Just a big serial killer. That's just fucking stupid. Right.
So he tries to open the big metal door, which looks exactly like Leatherface's big metal door from the original.
It's like, did they find it in the record? At least the metal door's safe.
It was funny, because didn't you say something like, is this house just built on top?
It feels like it, because like you said, the door is the spot-on fucking door from the first one.
Yeah. It's like that was the only thing that didn't burn, so they were like, stick it back on.
So I thought they might have built the mansion over that house or something, but...
Yeah.
I feel like the hillbillies will just go back and burn it again.
He tries to open it, and he can't. And he goes to look for something to
I don't give up that easy.
Yeah. He's like, he's talking to the door. He's like, I'll be back for you. I don't give him that
easy. I'm a door, mate.
Like,
and he goes in his bag and gets out a chisel or a bastard file, whatever they call it.
Leatherface appears and hammers down on it.
Good.
Nowhere near as hard hitting as when he hammered Kurt.
It is also worth mentioning that the effects in this film were done by Greg Nicotero.
Yeah. To be fair, this one's. This one's the only decent one, I think, where he's bashing his head in, which looks all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest are horribly CG. Horribly CG. To be fair, that's probably not even Nicotero's fault.
No,
he's probably like, I am going. He probably did that effect and was like, I'm sorry, I'm off.
You want me to digitally edit Bill Moseley into scenes from that? No.
Yeah.
No. Come on, Bill, we're off.
No, we want you to make a practical effect of him. He's alive! Get Bill Moseley!
Well, he won't do it, you know, for obvious reasons.
Shall we talk about Leatherface's new face?
I'd rather not.
Mm. I want to talk about Leatherface's whole fashion in this one.
Fashion.
And he's just dressed up like that. I don't know.
You're making me think like he's got like a fucking Instagram profile. It's like outfit of the day.
Do you not think his jumper looks like Freddy's just without the stripes?
Yeah, it's just a red. It's like a shirt, isn't it? It's just a red.
Like a shirt jumper.
Shirt jumper, yeah.
Are you fucking wearing? And then he's wearing just like...
He's got his trousers up to his nipples like he's in the 50s or 30s.
Well, he's supposed to be old, isn't he? He's supposed to be like 60 now or I don't
know. Is he?
Or
is he though?
Or is he? He could be like...
Oh, he's 12. It's like, why not just keep him in his original clothes? That would have been more cool.
It would have been eerie as well.
Yeah, but he hasn't changed why in is he not 20 changing to 40 clothes? Years, depending on where we are.
Yeah, we don't, I mean, we don't know.
I mean, for the
look of 100 years...
The look of his mask, he clearly didn't change the mask either because the skin's just rotten.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But he changed his clothes. Why hasn't he changed his mask? Because he changed his mask twice in the original. So why would he not change his mask for like 40 years? No, I'm not changing anymore.
I like this one.
Remember the day.
3 or 40 years, one of the two.
So yeah, back at the shop, Clint Eastwood's son's in this. I forgot. Why? Don't know why he's in this. Breakout role. Clint Eastwood's son. Guess what I'm in? What? Texas 3D.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, not a Western. No. It's kind of a Western. It's fucking not.
Do you feel lucky being in this film?
Yeah. He's a copper in this film. And he tries to hit on Heather. And then the mayor shows up and he's just like, fuck off. And the Clint Eastwood son's like, all right. And then goes away. Yeah, because he goes up to me, he's like, have you not got to read some meters? This is the most embarrassed copper in the town, isn't it? Do you just to read meters?
But it makes
meters?
It worse when you find out that the mayor's his dad.
Yeah.
It's like, you're talking to your own son like that.
Well, it's like, do you have some read some meters? Like, you're not even giving your job, like your son's job any respect.
I mean, why are they making that bit such a twist as well? It's a twist. His dad's this guy. It's
I don't give a fuck.
No, I didn't care.
No. You could have said that at the beginning. And were like, oh, it's just.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's like half the people in this fucking town seem bad. So would it matter if he wasn't his son and just another bad hillbilly?
Yeah, because they build him up to be like the one good guy in this town. It's like, I'm not. I'm just dicks like the fucking rest of them.
Yeah. The mayor also offers to buy the mansion off Heather.
Yeah, so, you don't want to have the burden of that big house. I'll buy it from you. She's like,
you're a fucking weirdo. I've just fucking met you and you're asking to buy my mansion.
Which I can't sell.
Have you burned any houses to the ground in your life? Shut up.
It's a rite of passage for a man to burn someone's house down.
You're horrible to me.
What have I ever done to you or your family?
So she meets a guy and like he says, all right, I want to buy your mansion. And then straight away she's like, no, I'm not doing that. But like she'll get a letter from someone saying, read it. But she's like, no.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
The twist at the end is she can't read.
To be fair, with her parents, I'm not surprised. But they go back and they find the mansion like in carnage because Daryl,
the guy that they barely know, is stolen from them.
Yeah, and then they immediately decide to have a party.
Yeah, they're like, well, let's not let it.
We've just been burgled.
Well, Ryan comes out with beers and he's like, oh, by the way, I know we've just been burgled, but beers. And it's like,
I was even watching it as well.
If I was Heather, I'd be like, well, you guys don't fucking care because this isn't your shit.
Yeah,
I was even watching it and I was like, are they really just going to continue partying? Like, yeah, they've just been robbed.
Your reaction was funny in this bit because Travis was like, oh, I thought they were just going to cut to oh no, they are. They're just having beers, and it's like, well, the whole mansion's been nicked.
Because they were just partying outside, but Heather was looking around going, fuck, we've just been robbed. And then I was like, okay, so she is going to be focused on being robbed. But then it cuts straight away to them sitting outside drinking and laughing. I'm like, okay, so just ignore that you've just been burgled.
Yeah, because this is where Heather finds the family photos and matches her burn mark to the necklace on the photo. And she's like, oh, I wonder if these connected. Read the fucking letter, you cunt.
Yeah, she's not thinking, well, maybe if I read the letter, it might clear up this confusion I'm having with my burn mark and these necklaces.
Oh, man.
To save your friends from being slaughtered by your cousin as well. I was like, oh, there's a guy in our basement.
The stoner guy, he finds, like, the door to the cellar and blood. And he's like, oh, this must be normal.
I'll keep following it.
Yeah, doesn't get anybody to come, like, maybe witness it because there's blood.
I'd be shouting, like, guys, the basement?
Blood
covered in fucking blood.
Yeah, somebody on their period. Because this is fucking ridiculous. I've had it. So he investigates and he tries to shout for Daryl, I think, because he's like, oh, I found your bag. Maybe he's down here with all this blood. And
Daryl, do you hear someone burgled the house?
Who could it have been?
Leatherface comes out, chases him, and he kind of gets like hooked down the stairs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's crawling. I hate it when people do that. He falls on the stairs and decides the best thing to do is to crawl the rest of the way.
I'm on the floor now. Just stand up. I might as well commit.
Try and stand up.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone like crawl up a stairs before. Like, it's just...
I have in several horror movies, and it's like, why are you doing it? Get up. You know when I like crawling away and it's like, just stand up. You've got more of a chance. I know,
the guy's like a couple of feet away from me and he's like, you have plenty of time to stand up and run again.
But don't worry, Nikki doesn't give a fucking shit because at this point, she tells Ryan that she's found something really fucked up, acting all like, oh no, it's really bad. And it turns out it's just a sex trap. And that's not that nearly like as good as it is.
That sounds like a horrible 70s exploitation film.
It sounds like a shotgun wedding away, doesn't it? Like... And she gets, he's like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And she's put like wine glasses in the barn. Yeah.
Under a bucket. It's like,
I thought it was going to be a rat. And it was just wine glasses. And I'm like, oh. And then she's taken off her clothes and she's like, oh, told you it was fucked up.
And then he vomits. Daddy. Everywhere.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, this is fucking ridiculous. We're in a barn.
It fucking stinks of shit in here.
Oh, this that was me. Sorry.
Oh, dear God.
So, Heather's looking around the house and then just randomly stumbles on her grandmother Verna's corpse. So, what's this doing
just
here?
Sitting in a chair.
Yeah. So, she looks really good for being dug
That's
up
the thing, like when they got to the house, like, they only searched downstairs. Like, they didn't go upstairs or anything. Like, they just searched downstairs and went, all right, let's go shop.
To be fair, I think it's implied that Leatherface went out and got
Yeah, once
Verna.
He's gone out of the basement.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
like, when they go back to the little cemetery, you know,
yeah,
because the grave's open.
Yeah, and
she hides in it, doesn't
well,
she?
Well, Heather locks Leatherface back in the basement at the end.
Yeah.
So I say, poor Leatherface, how long has he's been sitting in there the whole fucking time? No, I suppose the lawyer would have looked after him, wouldn't he? Because there's like a dinner light straight outside.
It goes beyond the commitment.
Well, he knows about it, doesn't he? So he must just put, and he says I'd do anything for Verna. I don't know why I'm looking so much into this movie. But Heather is obviously like, you know, she's like, oh, not usually bodies in houses. So she runs downstairs and finds Leatherface, who is cutting fingers off a hand in a sink. I'm guessing it's the stoner's hand or Daryl's hand or somebody's. And then he knocks Heather out because she comes down. She's like, oh, what are you making? Hand.
My God, fingers. What are you doing that for? Hope we're not related.
But then we get the awful input of the camera flash noises.
Yeah, because stoner guy's still alive on the hook, isn't he? And he gets fucking...
She wakes up in Leatherface's...
Butcher.
Lair,
yeah.
And Leatherface is dismembering
Stoner
Daryl?
Guy.
Oh,
yeah, he's dismembering Daryl guy.
Because
yeah,
he put Stoner on the hook, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Stoner's still alright, but...
I wouldn't say he's alright.
I mean, he's had a hook in his back, but it's worse. It's not as worse as what's going to happen to him.
Oh, no, because he picks him up, doesn't he, and then puts him on the hook.
He picks him up, puts him on the hook, which is supposed to be some sort of reference to the original, but it's way, way, way worse than the original. And then he cuts him in half.
Just like that.
Just horrible, because. Horrible CGI blood.
Oh, it's good. Some of the best CGI blood I've ever seen.
Way
is that real? Is that real fake blood? Is it?
Greg Nicotero's at the side like, no.
Greg Nicotero's in the back weeping.
Yeah. So Heather legs it because, oh, I don't know. It's like, why didn't he tie her down? He doesn't even know who she is.
And yeah,
he thinks he's going to kill her at this point.
Yeah.
So why has he not tied her down?
He's been doing this for years or even before. Like, yeah. He's been killing loads of people and I thought, okay, maybe I should tie these people down. I'm getting old as well.
That's what you usually do.
Yeah.
I'm getting old as well, so I probably can't.
Well, he does it later on in this fucking movie. Put somebody in the freezer.
Yep.
So Leatherface chases Heather with his chainsaw and it's nowhere near as earned as it thinks it is.
Nah.
And they go into the graveyard and, oh God, I don't know if you noticed this, Richard, but she hides and then, oh.
There's nothing enough.
They give us a close-up of the chainsaw and it's not even moving and the noise is going still.
Yeah, I remember that bit as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was like
the chainsaw's running and it's just.
It's like, and it's like not moving. And it's funny because. Later on, like in the same scene, he turns it off and turns it back on again, and then it runs.
Another thing as well that made like the original film so scary as well is like the bit when is it Sally or Sarah?
Sally.
Yeah, she's running through the woods and Leatherface chasing her. But that film, it was literally pitch black. You could barely see
anything. Yeah, we mentioned this. It was like the actual, it's an actual dark scene in a movie that looks like a night scene.
But in this scene where Heather's running from Leatherface, like, you can see everything at night.
Oh, it's boring.
And like literally, she's not even running that fast. She literally crouches down a graveyard, like under one of the gravestones, and Leatherface somehow didn't see her.
Well, then he knows where she is.
Yeah.
And cuts through the, she's hiding in a coffin. Leatherface decides to cut through, but not too much. Just enough that she gets scared, but not just plunges it straight through. Remember, he thinks she's a victim at this point. He doesn't know she is.
Well, you've got to remember, it turns out they're not doing this. This is all just to scare people for the Illuminati, remember?
Oh, yeah. So, Nikki and Ryan have just finished fucking.
And they hear the...
Nikki is literally, like, wearing Ryan's shirt as well. Like, what did she think was going to happen this when Heather saw them? Are you wearing my boyfriend's shirt?
Yeah, well, it was cold.
Well, no, nothing, because they don't bring it up ever.
No, I know, but I mean, they don't see her after this. I think Ryan does.
I think Heather must just be getting forgetful in her old age.
Yeah,
true.
But I think they end up attracting Leatherface somehow. I think they're just, I don't know how. I think he just sees, oh, he's chainsawing the coffin. And she's like, oh, what's that going on over there? And then Leatherface turns around like he's just been caught doing laundry. He's like, give me a minute. And then he's like, oh, shit. And by the way, I just want to say, this film has the worst Leatherface run. I know he's supposed to be old, but he literally runs like a geriatric. It's just this like, shuffle. This weird shuffle that he runs up. And it's like, what are you fucking doing?
Oh, his run gets better when he gets to the fucking carnival.
Don't remind me of the carnival. Fuck. So, Nikki grabs a shotgun.
Oh, here we go.
And utters the phrase, welcome to Texas, motherfucker. This man,
he's the Texan!
He's lived in Texas for his whole life.
You're the visitor?
Yeah. Welcome to Texas, motherfucker.
Oh.
So she shoots.
Why do they do that? Why?
I don't fucking know. Because it's a cool one-liner, innit? They get better, don't worry. Leatherface...
Oh, they get glorious.
Yeah. Leatherface... What?
I was going to say, because one thing that the Texas Chainsaw films were known for was that one-liners.
Especially from Leatherface.
Yeah.
Imagine him saying, welcome to Texas, motherfucker.
I'd rather it than her. And he doesn't... I don't even want... You know, I don't want him
to speak. He never speaks, but the one time he speaks, it would...
I'd have laughed at that. Yeah. I'd be like, that's funny in a terrible way. But her saying it makes no fucking sense. Heather drives in like, the truck. She's got the van or whatever. And she, like, drives through the barn I think they're in. She gets them just before Leatherface catches them. But there's no tension whatsoever in the scene. They drive off and crash immediately because it's a horror movie.
Yeah, right to the gate and...
Well, they decide to ram the gate. I'm pretty sure Heather's even like, well, don't ram the gate. You know, like, I've got to go out and open it. He's like, no, I'm going to ram it. Yeah, but don't ram it. Yeah, but I'm going to ram it.
But do you know what annoys me, though? They can't get the fucking car started, and he's running behind them, and he's, like, fucking feet away from them. And they don't get out and start running.
The guy on the back just it's just looking at Leatherface screaming. It's like, get out of the car.
The door's fucking open. Get out. If I was in a car that wasn't moving... And there was a man with a chainsaw behind me that was far enough for me to get out. And I was like, right, look, it's between the car starting up before he gets to me or me legging it. I'm legging it.
Whole scene there reminded me of a loading screen in a game.
Yeah.
They're starting the car and Leatherface at the back running. And the car literally doesn't start until he gets to the car.
Yeah, you know what it's like? It's like that moment from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You know, where he's like running. And they're like, oh, there's a guy coming. And it's just him running. And then all of a sudden he appears at the door. That's what Leatherface is like. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
It's Monty Python's Texas Chainsaw.
I'd
fucking watch it.
John Cleese's Leatherface.
Oh. He's not a murderer. He's just a very naughty boy.
I didn't vote for him.
Tell them cannibals to fuck off. Fuck off, cannibals.
I can imagine John Cleese probably saying, welcome to Texas, motherfucker.
Watch it.
Not too right. Not difficult, is it?
Leatherface gets the tire, I think, before they get away. So the van crashes again and...
Tipping over, innit?
Yeah, Ryan's fucked. Off-screen death.
Big chunk of glass gone right through his neck.
Yeah, I think like the windshield comes off.
Yeah.
Nikki and Heather...
He's in his pants as well, so he's like, oh, so he didn't...
Yeah. Nikki and Heather...
The bit of Heather was just like, what were you guys up to, by the way? Not fucking. Oh, that's good.
Why have you got his top on?
Why has he not got any clothes?
It's hot in Texas.
Yeah.
Welcome to Texas, bitch.
And then I got a bit cold, so gave him his shirt and we just or sitting in a barn and not having sex. That's what I like about you, Nicky. I can trust you not to fuck my boyfriend.
The rest of my friends did. So yeah, they wake up just before Leatherface like approaches, and he begins to chainsaw the wreck.
And then he uses his super strength to push the car over.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is invalid strength, isn't it?
Don't you mean invalid?
Invalid strength. He gets Nikki's leg, and then he slices Nikki in the chest from above. Because she's still alive after this. He kind of like, just, in her chest. It's like...
But yeah, I remember, Victor, the chainsaw isn't really on. It's just
the noise. Yeah, that would be it.
That's why he didn't kill her straight away. His chainsaw also aged. So well, it's not his original chainsaw, is it?
Well, Heather tries to distract him by going, "Hey, you country fuck."
Another zinger.
Oh, my God.
Of many. Another of many.
So he runs after her. She ends up at a carnival. Leatherface doesn't give a shit. She climbs over a fence or something.
Well, she climbs over and she looks for herself like, there's no way he can get in here.
So he has a chainsaw.
But it's not on.
After all these years of subtly killing people, she's like, nah, carnival, go near.
By the way, Richard, did you see a cameo in this scene from another villain, from another horror movie?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, yeah. I remember this now.
Yeah, well, it's worth noting that the distributors of this film was Lionsgate, and they also have the rights to another Saw-based franchise.
Yeah.
And there's somebody dressed up as a Jigsaw.
Yeah, no,
it's but the, not like the...
It's the pig.
The pig from the pig first killer, one. Yeah.
Cinematic Universe?
They probably wanted that.
Yeah, that's probably what
they
were going
I'm
for.
Not even fucking surprised.
And then the kid in this little cosplay does like a little jig and is like, want to play a game?
Yeah.
But then Leatherface just revs his chainsaw at him and says, oh fuck, it's real, bye, I want to play a game.
Well, Clint Eastwood's son shows up, doesn't he? Because she gets onto the fucking Ferris wheel. And he's just like waiting for it to come down.
What an awful plan. They're like, well, I know. I'll hang on this Ferris wheel. Oh, I'm back on the ground now. what was she going to do?
Well, the best thing is
like, what's her plan?
Leatherface is literally just sitting there like, well, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
No, I'll just hold my chainsaw. This is low effort.
She just stuck
kill.
It to where she was going to land.
Yeah.
What's that done?
It was easy.
Glad we weren't related.
That it gets so cartoony at that bit.
Know. Well, Clint Eastwood's son shows up and Leatherface...
This is my favourite scene.
Throws his chainsaw at him.
Yeah. Good 3D effect though, eh?
Oh, brilliant. And then...
Did you see him run into the woods?
I'll do what you want with it.
Yeah. Did you see how Leatherface runs into the woods as well?
It's my favourite part.
With like his hands in his air, like he's like a woman in distress. He's like, ah! His hands are up like...
He doesn't even move his hands either. He's like a broken character or something like that. Just in T-pose or some shit.
So he doesn't know what to do with his hands when he doesn't have a chainsaw.
Oh. Yeah, true. He's always holding a chainsaw, isn't he? Or a hammer.
So the chainsaw gets taken in for evidence, and we see it's Hooper, the copper from the beginning, who comes back, which I forgot about.
He looks like a diet Ken Foree.
He does, yeah. He is not.
No. Maybe that was the plan. Maybe get him back. And he's just like, I'm not doing this.
This is worse than number 3.
Yeah, because they take her into question to like ask like what happened and shit, don't they?
Yeah, I think
the mayor comes in as well. Bless you, good sir.
Well, they say something about investigating the wreck, don't they? And that's how you find Nikki's gone.
Yeah.
Not that anyone cares.
No, I don't. I forgot she was in it when she comes back up. I was like, oh yeah, it's you from Lost. Yeah, Hooper talks with Hella? Jesus. Hooper talks with Heather about Leatherface being in the Carson place. Because this is where she tells him, oh, I'm a Sawyer. He's like, oh, this is a bit weird.
Well, he brings out like an evidence box and he just leaves it in the room with her.
Which is great, but like, yeah, just don't look through that. Can I trust you to not look through this confidential evidence?
You can trust me. Even me and my friends are trustworthy.
You know, you're a very mature 40-year-old woman. I'm sure I can trust you not to look through it.
Well, doesn't she... She says something about he was wearing a human face, and Hooper seems... He's like, oh, shit. Like, he's still alive? Fuck.
Well, I'm surprised, though, because he was the only one they didn't find when they burnt the house down there. I mean, they found a chainsaw. Oh, he's dead.
Must be.
Yeah.
The mayor shows up, though, and he's just pissed that the carnival got wrecked. He's like, right, who fucked up the carnival? The man who's killing people. Yeah, we'll get him in because he's fucked up my carnival. I just told you he was killing people. We rely on
that carnival to make money for this town.
Yeah, it's the Jaws sheriff, mayor.
We don't take too kindly to people chainsawing people in these parts.
But Hooper tells him that he thinks it's Jed. And then the mayor just does an exposition dump about what happened years ago and that he was there. And I was like, yes, I was too. I saw it at the beginning.
Yeah.
The film isn't long, mate.
He looks no different. Like, he's still wearing the same hat. A day.
No, and they're all like, oh, remember this happened? Yeah.
His hair short.
All these characters have incredible genes.
Oh, fucking hell. There's also a deputy that's the one, you know, the one that investigated the wreck. He's entering the house and Hooper's kind of like, don't go in the house because you might die. And then the mayor's like, no, go in there. Go in there. You'll be all right.
Equipped with his trusty gun and iPhone torch.
Worst. This is the worst.
He streams it. Like,
he does stream it, yeah, because he's recording as he's going through. Like, watch this, guys.
Facebook Live.
1990s. Oh,
my Instagram followers need to see this.
Meanwhile.
But what I don't get is, like, he sees the blood. His boss is like, don't go in there. The mayor's like, do it, go in it. Do it, be banter. But, well, my boss has told me not to.
But even he's laughing at his boss. He's like, I think I'll be all right. And it's like, I don't care. I'm giving you an order.
Well,
don't
go in the fucking room. He says something like, chainsaw doesn't make you bulletproof.
Shut up. You people who say things like this die in horrible serial killer fashions. But meanwhile, Heather is looking through the evidence because that was the one thing.
Don't look in this box of evidence that contains Sawyers. You know, your real family. Just don't look in it.
Well, she finds the photo of, you know, the hillbillies with the trophy photo, you know, the trophy photo. She also finds the article about Sally Hardesty and that, you know, one escaped. Did you see the name of the article as well? It's the name of the article is One Escaped. And then the quote is, he chainsawed my paraplegic brother. And I was like, no, you got this wrong. He chainsawed your invalid brother. Thank you. And then Heather goes through and finds out, like, pretty much her entire history. And she's like, oh, I'm mental. Whoops.
I know. And then straight away, she's like, oh, I'm just going to be loyal to the Sawyers
well,
now.
After this, she's just a Sawyer now. She's like, oh, I'm fucking mental. And it's like, you
I got a real hankering for human flesh right now.
Yeah.
Why are you talking like that, Heather? I've always talked like these.
Oh, it's so irritating. So the deputy's, you know, going through the house, and obviously Hooper and the mayor are arguing about pulling him out. The deputy finds the hand and the fingers in the sink, and he finds the basement entrance, and then he starts getting scared. Then he's like, oh, actually, I'm not too sure about this.
I'm gone now.
Well, yeah, but then the mayor's like, no, get in.
Well, once I'm again, the mayor. Mr. Mayor, you're not my boss.
Yeah. So he enters the metal door into the... I think he finds, like, hanging bones because we've got to have hanging bones in a Texas Chainsaw film. And he finds Leatherface's lair. And
I've got to say as well, the atmosphere down this basement, I mean, the atmosphere in the whole film in general, but...
There's none of it.
And that's what the first film, like, thrived on.
Yeah, like, when you go into, the, like, the hanging bones room in the original, you're like, oh, no.
There's no music whatsoever. It's just showing you this room, and it's just like, this film is terrifying. And then this one's terrifying just in the way of...
Oh, bones!
Bones scare me,
boy! But one reference I did quite like, because I was like, okay, that's how you do a reference, is he finds makeup, and he's just like, oh, ladies' makeup? This guy's a fruitcake. And I was like, ha, it's funny, because that's like a tame word for him, fruitcake. I just like how they left the
cake.
But I mean, that's how you do a reference. Not like in, oh, remember this. Like, just reference it.
Chucking dead armadillos at the audience.
Yeah. So he finds the slaughter room, and Trav pointed this out, one of the worst severed heads. If Nicotera did this effect, you should be fucking... Stop.
Like, the severed head that we saw at that trap thing we went to, that was better.
No, it genuinely was. I'm not even joking.
So bad.
Like, it is one of the... Please, to whoever listened to this, go and look at... Watch the film, just that bit, and go, these effects are top-notch.
Be ashamed of yourself, Greg.
So, you know...
First this, then The Walking Dead.
Yeah. To be fair, the effects in The Walking Dead is pretty good, but that's about it nowadays. He finds the dead stoner, and... it's funny, because this isn't even enough for the mayor. The mayor's like, no, I'll check what's in the freezer. It's moving. I've just found two bodies.
Don't usually move.
Yeah. Nikki pops out in a blatant reference, like near enough a recreation of I forget her name from the original, but she, the one that jumps out and it's like, oh, and it's not scary in this at all because you're like, well, I know it's coming.
Yeah, because I've seen the first fucking film.
Yeah.
This is where
and then he shoots her square in the fucking head.
Yeah, like he literally executes her.
It'd be great if people are like, oh, there was a dead body in the freezer and there's a bullet wound in the head.
Well, did you hear the mayor? What a
weird thing to find.
Straight away, the mayor's like, it's all right, it never happened, never happened. It's like, I think you've got it on fucking video, mate.
You've got it on film. You're standing next to the sheriff.
Yeah, the sheriff's just like, I think I've got something to say about this.
Yeah. No, so you're the mayor, but I'm the fucking sheriff.
You've got 2 million followers on Instagram and they're all seeing it. They all know it's happened.
You just shot that girl, lol.
The mayor also announces another posse, and he's like, we're going to get another posse together.
So where'd you get these posses from?
Yeah. And the deputy gets hacked up by Leatherface. Goodbye, deputy.
And then Leatherface crosses off a picture. Or peels away. No, he peels his face off. So he does get a new face. But then he crosses off a picture like he's doing some sort of Assassin's Creed revenge story.
This is a revenge movie. What is this fucking movie I'm watching? At least
it's not a rape revenge movie. Imagine Leatherface getting raped.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Nah. God, fucking hell.
So the mayor also decides, like, out the blue, he goes, oh, that means that Heather go and there's a Sawyer as well. And Hooper's like, you can't just get rid of the woman
because in
the evidence. You can't just do this. This is against the law. Exactly what this building is for the opposite of. He's like, she hasn't done anything. And the mayor's like, she's breathing, ain't she? Oh, you're mental. But Heather's legged it, so never mind. She calls... Well,
Leatherface isn't the villain in this film, is he? He's the hero, obviously. Yeah.
Well, she calls Mr. Farnsworth, who agrees to meet her.
Yeah, they go to the bar, don't they? And this is where you see the chainsaw.
The original chainsaw.
The original chainsaw. Remember this, guys?
Yeah, I did. It happened fucking 50 minutes ago. I don't think they do think we remember this, though, because they had to remind us before this scene. The editor probably was like, they're not going to fucking remember this. We've got to shoot another scene, tell them the exposition. Look at the state of this movie. Heather obviously confronts Mr. Farnsworth, and he says, like, well, to be fair, you should have read the letter. Beth, guess what? After this, she still doesn't read the letter.
I know! Read the letter!
So he tells her the truth about Jedediah Sawyer, and he says that, you know, he knows about Heather, but doesn't recognise her. He also says it's all very sympathetic. And it's like, I don't think it is. He's killed multiple people before he was a hero.
And wears their faces.
Yeah.
And like digs up corpses and puts them on top of gravestones.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Well, the mayor shows up, doesn't he? And Mr. Farnsworth gives Heather enough time to get away. And then she gets hit by a car.
And then the film ends.
Because plot.
Finn.
Yeah. I think it's the creepy hillbilly as well that hits her, doesn't he? She slices him up. She's like, get the fuck away. This is where she starts doing weird stuff. She's just like, oh, remember, I'm a Sawyer. I've got to slice people up now. So she ends up running into Clint Eastwood's son. And, you know, she's like, please help me. And he's like, yeah, of course. Because he's a good guy. And, nah, never mind. He radios his mayor. The mayor. Which is in no shape Daddy or form mayor. A different. And, yeah, it's her dad. And
what like, a twist.
Well, he's like, take her to the slaughterhouse. We're going to slaughter her. Funny, isn't it?
And then she's surprised, like, that's your fucking dad? And it's like, well, yeah.
Next, she'll be telling me Bruce Willis was a fucking ghost.
Yeah. Well, you...
And this is where she... Like, it feels like at that point when she finds out that Clint Eastwood's son is fucking... Like, it's the mayor's son. That's where she, like... At that point, you see a snap. And that's where she starts going all mental. Like, she's laughing in the car and all that. She's fucking jabbing a knife in the fucking...
Yeah, but why waste your knife here?
Yeah.
People well, she well, says, I might be able to use this.
She just goes all serial killer mood now.
She it's says, like, you're Hartman, huh? And he's like, yeah. She's like, and then she stabs it through and she's like, well, I'm a Sawyer. And it's like, you weren't until fucking 10 minutes ago. You didn't know you were. You're still not really. You weren't brought up by the Sawyers. What is fucking going on in this movie?
I'm starting to think from that scene there, I think that's where fucking... Like, that's where they got some ideas for The Last Skywalker. It's like, oh, I'm a Skywalker. And Precious, I'm a Sawyer. Like, you've never been a Sawyer your whole life, except for this one moment you looked in the evidence box.
Just that I hope someone random old woman asks me who I am. Who are you? Ray. Ray who? Ray Skywalker.
Ray Sawyer.
Well, I knew the Skywalkers very well, and I know you ain't fucking one of them.
Yeah. You lying little sack of
bet
shit.
You're a fucking Palpatine, aren't you? Yeah. Slag.
I would have watched the movie for that alone. You slag. Just have a Sith Lord in it. That's all he says. I'm going to fucking slice you up, you slag. You fucking slag.
If only you knew the power of the dark side, you slag.
I'm fucking sick of you, you cunt. So Leatherface hears over the police radio.
Because he can do that now.
Yeah.
Because he's gone vigilante mode.
Yeah. And he's like, right, well, I better go. The best of it is, he's like, this. It seems like he's going to help Heather, but he doesn't even know who she is. So he's just going to the slaughterhouse to get the mayor. Is this the only time you've been able to bump into the mayor? I don't understand.
In this very small town. Small Texas town.
Mr. Farnsworth also goes to Hooper for help as well. So Heather's tied up in the slaughterhouse.
If they're using her as bait, aren't they, for Leatherface?
Yeah, mayor says something like, oh, your family used to work
or
in
Jedediah,
this shithole.
Because they never call him Leatherface in this film.
They don't do that.
No, they just call him Jed. All right, Jed.
So Leatherface ends up, like, the, you know, taking the bait. And he's kind of, like, taunting Heather for some reason. It's like, what are you doing? You're out in the open. He's, like, taunting with his chainsaw. And then he notices the burn mark from the necklace.
Interesting, because she likes to wear her top with only two buttons on.
Yeah.
For some reason. Well. Like she's...
Well, she's like, it's me, your cousin. He's like, is it?
Well, I don't give a fuck.
You don't look 40.
I remember a baby, but I was like, how do I know you're that baby? But the only that's the thing. Like, she didn't have that scar on her.
He'd have killed her.
Yeah, he would have killed her. Yeah. Like, even if she sat and said, I'm your cousin. I was like, no, you're not. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. But he doesn't. He cuts her down, and then he's jumped by the mayor and the creepy hillbillies there as well. Yeah, they beat Leatherface into submission, and then they tie a chain around
in
his
an
neck.
Attempt to make you feel bad for him.
Well, they've got to, like, drag it out, I suppose, so it gives Heather enough time to save the day. He starts getting... They turn on this, like, mulcher thing, don't they, for me? And he starts getting, like, dragged towards it because the chain's in there. It's obviously for dragging carcasses over to be mulched.
There's such a cliche, like, you know when the villain used to tie the girl to the train tracks and all
that?
Yeah,
and it's like, oh...
It's like that, man.
I've got this plan to kill you, which will last long enough for you to work out a way to get out of this plan.
Or could just shoot you.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that.
There's no theatrics in there.
Heather ends up killing the creepy hillbilly with a pitchfork. Horror. This is where you run about the blood effect, aren't you? Because
it's so fucking
she
bad.
She pulls, like, the pitchfork out. It's like... It's like the worst blood
awful.
I've ever seen.
It's like Microsoft Paint blood.
Yeah, but Microsoft Paint blood is better.
Yeah, it would look better, actually, yeah.
Hooper shows up as well, and Heather approaches the mayor. She kind of, like, lobs Leatherface's chainsaw.
Oh, here we go.
And in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre film, she utters the words,
Do you think, cuz... She chucks the chainsaw to Leatherface. Do your thing, cuz... Like she's known him for fucking years. Could you imagine if in the original Nubbins launched the chainsaw and was like, do your thing, bro?
No, I didn't want to imagine that.
No, because it'd be
fucking awful. I'm like, just seeing you guys say that quote again, like, it's just made me speechless for a second.
It's so cringy, isn't it?
Like watching it, it's so funny. But then when you watch it the second time, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It just leaves a bad taste.
Well, Leatherface and the mayor fight.
Epic showdown.
Yeah.
Between the hero and the villain.
Oh, another thing. Another villain thing from, like, the fucking Saturday morning cartoons. The mayor turns his back on the giant man with a possibly working chainsaw to taunt Heather. He's like, oh, you fucking slag. I'm fucking sick of you, bitch.
Big master guy with a chainsaw behind you, mate.
Yeah.
You might want to deal with that.
Yeah, he's the main problem at the minute, not the skinny 40-year-old woman.
So Leatherface chops his ankle, and you're like, well, of course. And then Hooper shows up, and the mayor's like, you know, do something. And then the Hooper's just like, no.
It's an eye for an eye. Ain't no getting around the good book. It's like, look, remember when you said that to me? Yeah. Do you remember? Of course I remembered. It was 90 minutes ago.
So the mayor ends up getting, like, dragged into the mulcher.
One thing I will say about this, to give this film its dues, this effect is incredible. And that is probably the biggest lie ever told on this podcast.
I can't get over how bad.
I'm pretty sure if you
watch Abysmal.
I genuinely can't get over how bad that, with a film of this budget, which I don't think it was like massive, but
big enough.
Are you fucking
Zombies had better effects?
Yeah, it did. It did.
I'm pretty sure if you actually watch that scene closer, like even when he's getting cut up in the machine, you can still just see his legs normally behind the
imagine
blood.
Seeing that I'm on not the surprised. Big screen yeah. in 3D.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
So the mayor is dragged into the mulcher and Leatherface comes out and he's kind of hanging on. He's like, no, no, no. Like he's, you know, because he's been a villain, a Saturday morning cartoon villain for the last 10 minutes. So he's like, no, please don't. So Leatherface, he's like pleading with the man who's killed multiple people in horrible fashions. And he's like, oh, you're not going to kill me, are you? He's like, nah.
Of course not.
I'm going to let the mulcher do it. So he chops his hands off.
You know what, for this film... For how this film's been going,
CGI blood everywhere.
For how this film's been going, I wouldn't be surprised if Leatherface went, I'm not going to kill you. I'm not like you. I'm not like you.
Scarface.
When can you talk, man?
And the only impression I got from this is, look, they're making a new family for the town. Like, the black guy's involved now. You know, kind of like they've taken it from the remake, in a sense. They're like, oh, he had to... There was a... Yeah. No, you're not.
No.
But then Leatherface and Heather... return home together.
I want to see an end scene of what happens with the sheriff and it's him being fired and arrested. Like, what do you mean I'm fired? You let them kill the mayor!
Yeah.
You stood there and watched while the man wearing a face... Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, did you see the effect?
He
CGI.
Was a dick.
I didn't think it was real.
No, to be fair, they probably like, actually, you've got a point there. We'll let you off. Like, don't be doing it again, though. But, yeah. So at the mansion, Leatherface sits down because he's had a doozy of a day. And Heather begins to take the role of Verna, I guess. What'd you say?
I was about to say, because, and finally, she decides to read the letter, doesn't she?
It's a bit late!
Yeah, well she tries to clean him up. And he's kind of like, he kind of lets her, and then he's like, no.
Because that's when she's trying to take the mask off. Yeah.
She goes to take the mask off to clean him up, and he's like, no, you're not taking the fucking mask off, you bitch.
But
he's like,
we're not
that fucking close yet, cuz. And then,
yeah, imagine, I would love to see his reaction by, what the fuck is that bitch? Do you think, cuz? And just let him look back, what the fuck do you just call
yeah,
me?
Yeah, like, don't fucking say
we're
that again.
We're not there yet.
No. But Heather reads the letter finally, and the letter tells her everything she needs to know, which, yeah, if she read this letter, the film wouldn't have happened. That's why.
The letter is narrated by Marilyn Burns.
Ah, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, right. She plays Vera. So, why?
Yeah. Heather heads down to the basement, and she kind of, like, Leatherface is kind of going back into his lair.
Yeah.
She picks up his dinner.
And then they fuck.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Jesus.
Do you think us?
Yeah.
Oh!
she collects Leatherface's dinner plate and then she's like, she locks him down, essentially taking, she's like, right, I'm going to be giving you your dinner from now on. And then, you know, you just hear Verna's voice saying, now it's your time. And then Leatherface slams the metal door because it's a reference.
Remember this, guys.
And then opens it. And be like, oh, by the way, cuz, your boyfriend was cheating on you.
yeah.
Wait, what?
Did you wait till after the credits, Richard?
I mean, I feel like I didn't.
Oh, you should have, because we get a lovely little comical scene at the end where... No, I'm not joking. It's like, it's Heather's... so stupidly comedic that I was like, why are we doing this? So Heather's parents or adopted parents show up at the door and they're like, oh, and they're all dressed up because they're going to Matt. Like, oh, we've got money now.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. Like, yeah, I didn't watch it this time, but I do remember
we're
now.
In the They'll money the, now. Yeah,
the proper then, like actor like, oh, we're so proud of our door. And all that now. She's like, yeah. You're
and then they open the door. And Leatherface is there. And it's like, this is what you've been reduced to. A joke. And that's the end of the movie, thankfully. Oh, my days.
Oh, that is Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Yeah.
Watching that film is fun, but talking about it, goodness me.
This film is a headache.
It is a headache.
All right, let's just do the fucking ratings and draw an end.
Is it worth is it worth a rating?
No.
No, out of whatever.
Right, Trev, do you want to go first?
Okay, as a film, I'm going to give it 0.5 star.
Okay.
Because, I mean, just, they're trying so hard to, like, make this a sequel to, like, the original classic. And like this is like, yeah, forget fucking Texas Chainsaw 2, 3 and 4 and that. It's like, this is the sequel now. And I don't know, it's just like, they don't know what time they're in. They don't know fucking what sort of fucking genres they want to use. Fucking,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just got like a major image in my head of Ray Winston from Scum going, "This is the sequel now," instead of
"I'm the daddy now."
Yeah.
Oh, we need to do a Scum episode.
What a great movie.
But yeah, half a star for as a film in general. Editing's bad. They're just throwing in references.
Yeah.
To what we could be watching, a better film. But yeah, half a star for that one. Okay. Entertainment, on the other hand, I do enjoy watching the film.
Okay.
It is a very funny film. It's a funny comedy.
Yeah.
Great rom-com.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a funny comedy. Just fucking very cheesy acting, as usual for horror films nowadays. And but yeah, I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
For entertainment, yeah.
Richard?
So as a film, I'll give it a grand total of half a star, because it's, like I said, it's a fucking headache. Continuity errors are just unbearable and unforgivable. It's like, how do you have a continuity error this bad in your film? And then make it worse with your fucking prequel. I don't like the fact that they just added ridiculous amount more family members, like, who just appear out of nowhere.
Just to die.
Yeah. It's awful. It's awful. I hate it. Editing's atrocious. The CGI is some of the... No, I'm going to say it's the worst CGI I've seen in a modern mainstream horror film.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
The worst. I'm not joking. This is nearly, you know, like, it's nearly zombies.
Yeah. I forgot to mention as well, like, even though they bought, I've forgotten the actor's name now, the guy who played Otis.
Bill Mosley.
Yeah, like, yeah, fair enough, you got him to play as him set after the fucking, like, first film, but why did they literally edit him in one scene, in, like, just to put
it's
in the
offensive.
Old
pit?
Yeah. It is offensive.
I don't get offended, and I was offended.
Yeah, I was going to touch upon that, and then, awful, awful, awful film. Awful, awful. Fun factor, I'll go for a 3 as well. It is fun to laugh at it, but it's not nearly as fun as the other Texas Chainsaw Massacre films, because there's none of the family in it. That's what, even like, you know, like the
next
generation.
That's what makes the film as well,
it's
yeah.
It's what makes them. So you've just turned the Texas Chainsaw Massacre into just another slasher,
yeah.
Where it's all about the unlikable teens, or middle-aged people, who fucking knows.
Yeah.
it's fun to laugh at. That's where the fun comes from. And it's a Texas Chainsaw Massacre film, so I've got to like it at least a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, half a star as a film and 3 out of 5 for the fun factor.
Yeah, so half a star as a film. It's fucking terrible. Pretty much everything you have said, but one point I want to touch upon is it's so disrespectful to the original.
Yeah,
definitely.
So disrespectful. It's like the one thing you had to do was respect the film that you were following on from. And in the first minute, we have original footage replaced by Bill fucking Mosley. Don't get me wrong, I love Bill Mosley to bits, but I've lost a little bit of respect.
Could you imagine
remembering
this, the new Halloween, they just edited Donald Pleasance out of scenes?
I know.
Like,
can you it's fucking terrible. It's an awful... everything you have said is right. It's just awful. It's awful. And another thing that you mentioned through the episode, Trav, which again is one of my... There's no atmosphere whatsoever.
None.
Zero.
It's just scenes played out.
And it's like, they can't even, like... They tried to make their own story, but they barely tried. They just put in old... They just watched the first film and went, okay, let's put this in here and that in there. And it's like, remember this, guys. Remember that. Remember this. And it's like, tell us a film.
They took something so simple and made it so complicated. It's like, why? Why do we need a fucking family member that's... I don't understand. Yeah, so if you've been listening, and as Richard will know, you won't know it, Trav, but for every movie so far in this franchise, I have given the fun fact a 5 out of 5, because I adore this franchise.
Mm.
And I went into this film remembering it too fondly of how... funnily bad it was. And for fun factor for this movie, which is it's awful because it's making me break the 5 out of 5, I genuinely think I'm going to give this, just because I want to go one lower than you, so I'm going 2 out of 5 fun factor.
Yeah.
I really didn't I really didn't have a lovely time watching this film this time. I think it was probably because I don't know if I even missed the Bill Moseley thing the first time I watched this.
I think you did, because when we watched it again, you had to rewind the film and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, to get into it, I genuinely had to rewind it and go, no, they didn't. And then I rewinded it. I was like,
I think that's what ruined it for you as well.
Fucking awful. I was pretty peeved about that through the film, to be honest with you. To take such an iconic role and then just switch it out. Yeah. Just like,
I mean, it's a shame as well, because he did a good job playing him in like...
Well,
like,
it's Bill Moseley, he's fine. Yeah, it's great, but
it's just a good recast for when they need it.
Yeah, but it's just... what a fucking stupid decision.
Yeah.
If they wanted to go through that route, they should have just refilmed all the scenes.
Exactly, that's what I said. That's it, exactly. But just have that... I don't understand. I just don't get it. I just don't know how many people, including Bill Moseley, sat there and went, this is a good idea. I don't get it.
Well, maybe they didn't tell him.
Well, he had to be fucking filmed in it. But they were just like, oh yeah, maybe they were just like, oh, tell a joke, quickly, tell a joke. And then it's just like, film Bill Moseley. I mean, fair play, yeah, that'd be.
He was probably sitting there getting into characters. He was like, all right, I'll just reenact a scene from the old film. And they're like, oh, put the camera on.
Yeah.
Edit that in. And then Bill watched the other day and was like, what the fuck did he do there?
Yeah.
In hindsight, we should have asked him. Yeah. By the way, Bill.
Yep. Yeah, I really didn't have that good of a time. I think it was just because it's so by the motions this movie. It's like even it's not, you know, it's not as if it's like, oh, it's a fun bad horror. It's not even a fun bad horror movie. It's like it's just all of it. It's just
it's a horror film in like the worst ways.
Yeah, it's like stereotypes. The whole film was a stereotype.
Yeah.
And then not...
It feels like a fan-made film.
Mainstream horror, the musical.
Yeah. But with fucking Leatherface, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You try to turn it into like a normal teens slasher movie. Yeah. Yeah, I genuinely went into this thinking I was going to have a fun old time with this movie. And I genuinely didn't. I was pretty annoyed at this movie, to be honest with you. Even the Do You Thing, because... didn't make me laugh as much as the... I remember watching this the first time, Richard, and I was pissing myself when she was like, do you... We were like... And we hadn't heard anything about... We were just like, let's just... We'll just watch. Can't be that bad.
Goodness, oh, God. Me.
I think me and you were like silent for about 2 seconds before we were like, did she just... And then we both pissed us. I was like, I can't deal with this.
And then when I watched it with you again, like, we didn't... We'd laughed, but it wasn't obviously a laugh that you had with Richard. It was just... We laughed, but then right away we just started cringing because it was like, God, did she really say that? And then we had the stomach to rewind it, to hear it again.
Yeah, like, I had to rewind it. Because, like, did she actually say that? God, that sounds worse than when I heard it the first time. And then I was like, oh my God.
Do you think?
She's not a bad actress either, but it's just her saying that part there.
She's all right. I've seen her in good... She was in fucking the first season of True Detective. She's all right when she wants to be. She's fine in Always Sunny. She's not amazing, but she's not like... But then, I mean, who the fuck can pull off a line in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie saying, do you think, cuz? this is... Oh. And then they put an after credits comedic sequence in. We're gonna be just like Marvel.
Awful film.
I'm really disappointed.
I'm not mad. If this was the
last... Yeah. If this was the last film in the franchise, this marathon would have ended at a very, 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 very disappointing end.
But no, it doesn't end there. We've got one more.
I was going to say, I thought...
What?
I thought they were making more.
What, more Texas... They are.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake.
We just don't have the pleasure of watching them yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Got one more little ditty.
I'm telling you, they're going to do Heatherface.
No,
don't give them Jessica ideas. Someone might be listening.
They're going to be Heatherface, Jessica Voorhees, Francesca Krueger.
Michelle Myers.
Yeah.
Chelsea, that's woman. Chucky.
Chelsea,
it's in Britain.
That's a chav Chucky. I'm a fucking stampy mate.
Chucky blood.
Give me the power, I beg of you. Yeah, next episode, we will delve into Leatherface.
Yes, the, as we're recording, final movie in the Texas Chainsaw franchise.
Funnily enough, it's a prequel.
Weirdly enough. Aren't most of them these days the last films in a franchise are a prequel because they've got no fucking clue what to do next?
Yeah, check back on Tuesday for that. And thanks for joining us again, Trav. It's been nice to have you back on again.
Thank you for having me, guys.
I'm sure you'll be back sooner than you think.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
do your thing, cuz.